every one of them, just like Sugar and the rest of the crew. The only person on board the vessel who wasn't there by chance was Joseph Stearns Cluxton. From where she was standing in the service alcove of the executive salon, Sugar could see Joseph Stearns Cluxton perfectly well. He was a tall, gangly man in his late 160s, with watery blue eyes and slightly too much chin. Like many uber-wealthy types, he'd elected to have very little work done. He hadn't had a hair transfer, or a skin polymer, or any of the other things Sugar might have suggested he was in need of. His clothes were very simple, and made of old-tech fabrics like cotton and something called linen. Cluxton affected a look that the celebrity fashionistas like to call vintage authenticism. It took a great deal of money to look that unmoneyed. Luckily, Cluxton was the 16th wealthiest man in the Empire. He was also the reason they were all there today. Cluxton had discovered the Cluxton Quantum Potentiality Principle. Cluxton had designed the E-Slam transpositional engines that were, at that very moment, slicing them through interstitial reality. It wouldn't be long before Cluxton became the wealthiest man in the Empire, full stop. Sugar wondered what eternity would be like when they got there. She hoped it would be nice. Apparently there was going to be a huge turnout to greet them. Eternity had declared arrival day a public holiday, and the entire population